Not all of the Explore page is displayed right now. Click inside the scroll bar here to see more of the page. Explore's start page provides information about Explore, as well as ways to surf the net. For example, clicking on this underlined phrase brings up a web page of information about getting free stuff from Hollywood Online. This underlined phrase is called a link because, in effect, it links you to another page of information. And that page could even be on another computer on the Internet. But before we start bouncing around the Internet, let's take a closer look at the Explore window. Like all Windows programs, Explore has a title bar. When you're connected to the Internet, the name of the current document appears first, followed by the Explore program name. In this case, the name of the document is Your Internet Start Page. The menu bar contains menus of items used to work with the program, and the toolbar contains buttons that serve as shortcuts to the most common menu items. Although the toolbar buttons don't really look like buttons, they work the same. We'll be using quite a few menu items and toolbar buttons throughout the course, so I won't explain what each one is for right now. As I mentioned earlier, the address box displays the URL of the document currently displayed inside the window. Since we're looking at a World Wide Web page, the first part of the address is HTTP. The name of Microsoft's server is next. The address box is handy not only because it tells you where you are, but because you can use it to actually go to another site. By just typing in a new URL and pressing Enter, you're on your way to another exciting part of the Internet. Look over the screen for a moment, then click to continue. The picture of the E is like a status indicator. If you noticed before, it becomes animated while Explorer is locating or transferring a document. Right below the E box is the word links. Clicking this word brings up a series of buttons that let you link to hotspots on the web. Now, look at the bottom of the Explorer window. This is called the status bar, and although it looks pretty quiet right now, it can be quite the hub of activity while working with Explorer. The picture on the right side of the status bar tells us that Explorer is currently displaying a document. Look this over, then click to continue.